This is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman. U.S. intelligence officials are pinning the order that led to the killing of a Washington Post columnist on Saudi Crown Prince. AP's Mike Gracia has the story.
An American official familiar with the conclusion tells the Associated Press that U.S. intelligence officials have concluded Saudi Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman ordered the killing of Saudi writer Jamal Khashoggi. The official spoke on condition of anonymity because the official was not authorized to speak publicly on the matter. Khashoggi was never seen again after entering the Saudi consulate in Istanbul on October 2nd to pick up documents. Saudi Arabia continues to deny any official involvement in the killing, but Turkey continues to press for more information. Mike Gracia, Washington.
In U.S. politics, the Democratic Party candidate in the state of Georgia's governor's race, Stacey Abrams, has ended her challenge in the closely fought election but vowed to bring a lawsuit against what she called the state's gross mismanagement of the vote. But she also said she is not conceding defeat.
Concession means to acknowledge an action is right, true, or proper. As a woman of conscience and faith, I cannot concede that. But my assessment is the law currently allows no further viable remedy.
Abrams accuses her opponent, Republican Brian Kemp, of using his position to interfere with a vote, an allegation he has strongly denied. Meantime, the Florida Senate race remains unresolved with a hang count underway. The state's Republican governor leads, but only slightly. United States moving ahead with efforts to harden its critical infrastructure against cyber attacks by foreign countries and other criminal actors. President Trump signed legislation creating a government new agency to protect a variety of vital systems, from the nation's electric grid to the election infrastructure.